Senate president, God bless him, has been Senate president for 26 years, and it's time for him to step aside. He's a fanatic for gambling, and it's getting in the way of protecting Maryland families.
Those were strong words this afternoon from State Comptroller Peter Franchot talking with C4 about changes he feels needs to happen in Annapolis after a session that ended in what's been described as chaos and disarray. The blame is being assigned to several people, including Senate President Thomas Mike Miller. And Senate President Miller joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
We're honored to be here.
You know, you seem to be taking the heat more than most.
Well, I've been around longer than most. I was president of the Senate when Peter Franchot was a lowly delegate in the back of the chamber. And, I've been around a long time, and I've been through this before with several different governors. And I've got a kind of a thick skin. I think I know how to balance the budget and move our state forward. We have a great state, especially in terms of the environment and education, healthcare, and I think I'm kind of responsible for that because I've had to shepherd the bills through the body for, you know, a number of years and make laws happen. Last night was very difficult, and it was not disarray, it wasn't chaos, but it was what it was two bodies, the House and the Senate, after rejecting the governor's proposals, coming up with their own individual plans. And we have a $1 billion deficit. And so, my Senate body worked very hard to find a way to end the deficit with revenues from gambling machines at one site, National Harbor or Rosecroft Racetrack, so that people wouldn't have to pay taxes and try to keep people in Maryland instead of going to West Virginia and Delaware and Pennsylvania.
Senate President, what do you say to those who say that you held the budget hostage because of those gambling bills, particularly the one in Prince George's County?
That's not true. I mean, we passed the Doomsday budget, we passed the Capitol budget, we passed the BRFA, but the Budget Reconciliation Act, and the revenue budget did not come to my desk until 11:30 last night. And I was presiding over the Senate; everything's orderly. The last night of the session is generally not chaotic, but it was, people have the opportunity to stop bills because of the opportunity to filibuster. So we had some key environmental bills involving stormwater that affected Republican senators, particularly in the western part of the state. You know, they don't feel that they have any responsibility for water that gets down to the Chesapeake Bay and pollutes our tributaries. And so they wanted to filibuster the bill. And so they were filibustering. It took me about a half hour to get cloture, which is, I don't know that any other person could do it as quickly as I did and get cloture. But at that time, the revenue package came up, and they started filibustering the revenue package. We weren't able to reach an agreement until approximately 6:30 last night. And it was a four-pronged agreement, and we worked very hard. The speaker did, myself did, and our conferees did, but we were $250 million apart, which is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And, one side said we got to solve the budget deficit. The other side said, people making under $100,000 can't bear any responsibility to this. And, as in 97, I'd kind of been responsible for a tax cut. Across the board.
Senate President, it seemed like, according to most people who were making comments today, that really it was hinging on this gambling measure.
Well, it's not true.
The governor said, quote, the republic was not built on gambling gimmicks, seeming to indicate that it was because of that gambling measure that the tax bill failed or didn't make it by the deadline.
It's not true.
It was pretty much the low point in his experience here in Annapolis.
Who said that?
The governor, quoted as saying that.
Right. I'm not into name calling. I'm not into finger pointing. I'm a hard worker, and I delegated the conference negotiation to five people: Senator Casemire from Baltimore County, Senator Roby from Howard County, Senator Grange from Anne Arundel County, Senator Madalino from Montgomery County. We had a very diverse group. Senator Vernon Jones from Baltimore City. You can talk to any of the five. They personally tried to negotiate a compromise all session long. It came down to the last night of the session when they finally reached an agreement on all issues. And the problem was we didn't have enough time to put it into play.
Okay. President Mike Miller, we really appreciate you joining us today and talking with us about the end of this session, and I'm sure there will be more discussion to come. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Mary Beth, take care.